If I can make it till 12 here. All right, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, find these two verses in there. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. There's two verses, 9 and 10. A lot of people just skip over these chapters because it's just name after name after name of people that were born and died, and then they come up all of a sudden in the midst of all of those, you have these two verses. And the Lord led me to this and for the new year, so let's see what He's got for us here. I'm going to read it. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Excuse me. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow, meaning pain. She bear him in much pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Title of my message, very first message of the new year: God hears when you pray. God hears when you pray. Now, if you were to read again, if you were to read the chapters around these two verses, you would find nothing but genealogies. History is recorded. Nothing outstanding is mentioned. Just a bunch of words and names and seemingly pretty boring stuff. And it's sad to think that so many people are listed in those chapters, hundreds if not thousands. And all that is said about them is that they lived, they begat sons and daughters, and then they died. Few people leave a mark upon this world, and even fewer have an impact on eternity. So here's a question we could all ask ourselves. What will history record about us? Or what would history write about you and me? We find then two little verses, and we see where Jabez's name stood out from all the rest. Why do you suppose that is? He wasn't a great preacher like Billy Graham was. He wasn't known for his wisdom like Solomon. He was not a famous warrior on the battlefield like David. He was a different kind of warrior. He was remembered because of his prayer. But more importantly than that, he was remembered for his faith behind his prayer. Jabez, no doubt, with his name having the meaning of great pain, definitely had some challenges. How in the world could a mother name their child Pain? Now, we know all kids can be a pain at times. But just to name your kid Pain, that's kind of over the top. Amen? Jabez suffered ridicule probably a large part of his life. Whether it was back in his day or today, kids are going to be kids. We know that. And I'm sure he was the punchline of many of cruel jokes. We know the world can be cruel, and in fact, the world will try to tell you, well, that's the way it's always been. It's the way it's always going to be. You can't do anything to change it. It's called status quo. It's just the way it is. And how many know a lot of people fall for that lie, hook, line, and sinker? If Google says it, then it must be true. I'm telling you, you better get off Google. They just buy whatever the world tells them and they trudge on through life over one little hill after another. No real plan, no real hope, no possibility of change even on the horizon. And the worst part of it all is a lot of those people are Christians. Woe is me. Can you believe my lot in life? And they use the language of the world and they say, well, if it wasn't for bad luck, it would just be no luck at all. The world operates in luck and chance. That's not part of God's plan. He don't work by chance. The terrible part is if they hear it long enough, guess what? They're going to start believing it. And they say they're living for Jesus, yet they're spiritually bankrupt in every sense of the word, living in poverty. How sad is that? So I've come this morning to remind us on this first day of January 2023 that this is not the way God planned it. It is not what God planned for our lives. And today I want you to determine that when you leave here, you won't enter the rest of this year with that frame of mind. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, if you're a Christian, you need to realize that you are an heir to the very throne of Almighty God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Listen to these verses. Now, this is from the Message translation. Ephesians 1, beginning with verse 3. The God of glory, how blessed is God. What a blessing He is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in Him. Long before He laid down earth's foundations, He had us in mind. He had settled on us as the focus of His love to be made whole and holy by His love. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure He took in planning all of this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of His lavish gift-giving by the hand of His beloved Son. You know, now, at some point, you have to realize, or at least you should realize, prosperity is not a bad thing. After all, God's the one that thought of it. The Bible says that God created everything. Although the accuser will come along and he's going to tell you, well, you're not worthy to receive that. God truly wants you and me blessed. Why else would God mention it so many times in His Word? The word blessed or blessed is mentioned 302 times. The word bless is mentioned 127 times. The word blessing is mentioned 67 times. Well, if God wants me blessed, why am I not blessed? Well, good question. Why aren't you blessed? We've heard it said time after time, you have not because you ask not. And that is partially correct. And I don't say that lightly, because if it was that easy, guess what? Everyone would have what they want. First of all, you have to believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You also have to have the faith to believe that God can and He wants to bless you. And then you have to be able to receive His blessings. Don't ask the Lord for $1 million if you don't already know what you're going to do with it, because it'll go through your hands very quickly. Oh, you can say you believe, but do you have the simple faith to just back it up? You see, at some point in time in our Christian walk, you have to just be willing to turn everything going on in our lives over to God. I love what Tony prayed. Lord, I surrender myself to You this morning. Everything about my life. And you have to let God do what He does best, which is everything that we're not capable of. Jabez realized, he realized this, and that's why he's mentioned this way, the way that he is in the Bible. That's why the author of the prayer of Jabez, Bruce Wilkinson, has millions of copies of Jabez's prayer in print. And at some point, you have to realize it's not what you're capable of. It's all about God and His capabilities. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 and 10. Let's listen to it from the Message translation. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Although his prayer is only one verse, I believe he prayed it like it was more than just a prayer. He knew that prayer wasn't the least that he could do. He knew it was the most that he could ever do. He prayed it like it was going to change his whole world or his whole life's circumstances. He prayed it like he was sick and tired, Brother North, of being sick and tired. He prayed it like he believed God would do what he was asking him for. He prayed the prayer of faith. What do you think could happen then if we made a change in 2023 and fully embraced, and not half-heartedly, but we fully embraced what God wants to do in our lives instead of what we think that He wants? I was reminded this week then of the story of a man who had done something wonderful, and the king called him in before him. And the king told him he could mark off as much of the kingdom as he wanted and it would be his. The man took his staff and he traced a line in the dirt around himself. And the king watched, and as he finished, he looked at him. He said, "Is that all you want, just what's in that circle?" The man said, "No, I want everything outside the circle." What if we drew a line today around this building and said we want to claim all the territory around this place for God? Jabez looked beyond where he was and what he could do to where God was and what God could do. And so I believe that we can then take a lesson from the vision of Jabez this morning. Let's not sell God short of what He wants to do in our lives. And what He wants to do in this church corporately this new year. Could we just step out in our faith walk and believe for something outside our comfort zone? Do you think God can fill the building with families young and old? Can we believe for lawyers and judges and doctors and firemen and policemen to be saved and even be a member of New Life? We've been blessed. We've already got two council people saved and on fire and part of this body. I can believe for some more. Amen. Right now, just think of what it is that you need this morning in your life. We've already prayed much for healing today. What do you want for your life right now? Is it for a resolution to come in various situations? Financial, relational, or spiritual, or all the above, including healing. I want to remind us this morning that what God did for Jabez, God will do for you and for me. And God will do for our church corporately and everything around us that concerns us. So the question is, can we, as they say, ratchet up our faith? Or ratchet our faith up a notch. Ratchet up a notch. Can we today step up, pray and believe God, and just plain take Him at His word? Did you know that's all He's waiting on? Is for us to take Him at His word. If you have found yourself believing that nothing is going to happen for you, and you have blamed God for bad things that have happened to you, listen. Good things happen for everybody else, but not for me. They say that. then I want to encourage you to stop it. Would you look at your neighbor and say, stop it. Stop thinking that way. Because God wants you to take Him at His word. He really wants you to have it all. He wants you to have the whole enchilada. And I'm very hungry right now, so that does sound good. And that's why He mentioned in His word, bless, over 500 times. Blessed and blessing and to be blessed. And that's why Jesus Christ came with His abundant life message. The Bible records Jesus' own words in that He came so we could have life and life more abundantly. Not only up in heaven one day, but also right now down here while we're here in living in this world. Can you imagine Jabez having never received the promise? Cried out to God in faith, and God granted him, Sister North, his request. Hallelujah. Can you imagine just how much more then God will do for us who have accepted and have received His gift to mankind, that being salvation? God is patiently waiting for those who will step into this life that He has already had waiting for them. Let's begin to believe anew this year and not be afraid to boldly ask for what we think is impossible in our lives. Amen? He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, by His Spirit working deeply and gently with us. I remember Darlene talking many, many years ago, talking about there were some things that she prayed and asked the Lord to take out of her. One of those was fear. And there were some other things, but He showed her, He says, I can't pull it all out right now, because if I pulled it all out at one time, some good would come out and you would lose that. He says, so I'm going to work on you. I'm going to just take a little at a time out. Over a period of time, I'm going to weed it out and take it out of you. And she asked to take away the fear of man, and boy, did God do that. She was bold as a lion, wasn't she? He's always faithful to complete the work of what He starts. He's not going to just do it halfway. He's not going to just halfway heal your knees and your legs and your back. He's going to finish what He started. And He may choose to allow the doctors to go ahead and do what they do. But then listen, He's working on it all the way through. He's not going to let that physician make a mess of what he's doing. He's going to let him get through if that's what he chooses to do. And then we're going to believe for fast healing. And that happens. I remember Brother Gary's testimony. How that doctor told him you'd be in a wheelchair for life. Not too long. They didn't accept that. Brother Gary's still kicking. He's still moving. I can't keep up with him. What are you believing for today? Can you take God at His word? John 15:7. If you abide in me. There we go. And my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Question is, are you abiding in Him? Amen. And is His word abiding in you? Guess what? For that word to abide in me, I've got to read it sometimes. Amen. I can't just pick it up on Sunday morning when I decide to come to church. I can't leave it in the back seat or the back dash, letting the sun bear on it all week long. I've got to read it. The word abide means to remain, to continue to be, to last, to endure. So quickly, let me just mention a few folks listed in the Bible that prayed, and we see where things changed. All right. Don't look at your watch now. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your watch. Amen, amen, amen. New day, isn't it? But the Lord said it's a new day, new year.
That's
Abraham and Isaac prayed, and their barren wives bore a child. Now, what could be more awesome than that? Oh, my gosh. Jacob prayed, and God changed his brother's heart, so he did not kill Jacob. God can change the heart of a man and his evil intentions. Moses prayed. God sent plagues on Egypt, and God removed the plagues. The waters parted. The children of Israel were saved, and the entire Egyptian army was destroyed. Food fell from heaven in the form of manna. The ravens, Sister Lutine, brought food. And what was it? The quail? God sent the quail. Just fell down. They had so much, it was just sticking out their teeth, the Bible said. It just in their teeth. Water flowed out of a rock. And I read the story, I think it was yesterday, was reminded of how he sent darkness over the land of Egypt. They could not see. The Egyptians could not see their hand or one another in front of them. But at the same time, the children of Israel had light. They were just fine. And here they were in their land, right in the middle of Egypt, going about what they needed to do. But for the enemy, God had darkened it. I'm telling you, God will work on our behalf. Amen? The Bible says Samson prayed, and the Bible says he killed more Philistines at the end of his life in his blindness than when he had his sight. Hannah prayed, and God gave her a son. Elijah prayed, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. He prayed, and it rained again. Fire fell from heaven and consumed a wet altar that had been soaked with 12 barrels of water. And then Elisha, next in line, Elisha prayed, and his enemies were struck with blindness. His servants' eyes were opened to see the hills full of God's army. And then there was a story of the axe floating to the surface of the water. That's an awesome story. And a dead boy was raised back to life. And then there's King Jehoshaphat, who prayed, and his enemies were defeated with a song of praise. Awesome stories throughout the Word of God. God told Hezekiah, watch this one. God told Hezekiah through the prophet Isaiah that he was going to die to get his house in order. And before Isaiah left the building, the Bible says, the king prayed. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed right then. And before Isaiah got out of the building, God changed his mind, told Isaiah, go back in there and tell him he's got 15 more years. I'm telling you, God, he's a sovereign God. Amen. He does what he wants to do. Nehemiah prayed, and the Lord helped him rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Isaiah prayed, and he saw the Lord. Daniel prayed, and he survived in a lion's den unharmed overnight. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prayed, and the hottest furnace in the world could not singe their clothes. Jonah prayed, and he gave God some ugly praise along with it, and the fish spit him out on dry ground. Peter prayed, and the Holy Spirit was poured out, and thousands came and confessed Jesus as Lord, and they were saved. The dead were raised. The sick were healed. The church prayed, and tongues of fire fell from heaven, and the earth shook, and Peter was released by an angel from jail. I'm telling you, God can do anything. If He can send that angel into that jail and open those jail doors, He can do it for anybody. Jesus prayed and endured the crucifixion and the cross. And what happened? The lame walked. The dumb talked. The blind saw. Storms were halted. Demons left. Sickness fled. Water turned into wine. the dead lived again. And then we find, here's our text, and Jabez prayed, and God healed him, I believe emotionally, and increased his wealth, and increased his influence. Again, what was it that Jabez prayed? Simply, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast." That was a sincere prayer. What is a blessing? Remember this. It's already been talked about again about the gifts that God gives us. It is a specific gift from God for a specific purpose, to bring increase in our lives, not just for us, but to be able to bless those around us. What gift then has God given you? It's God's nature to bless His people. Don't be afraid to ask God for big things. Start believing for great things. Jabez prayed, "Enlarge my coast." Enlarge my territory. Realize with me that this kind of prayer really is all about taking the limitations off of God for your life. It's saying, "God, I'm tired of limiting what you can do through me and not just for me." Remember this also, it's always us who limit the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Our flesh can stop it in the tracks. Here we get prayed for and we feel faith, and we walk out of this building, and you intentionally or unintentionally say, "Well, you know, this flu that I've got, or this cough that I've got." No! You've just claimed it as your own. You've just taken possession of it when you got rid of it in there in prayer. Oh, the symptoms may stay around, but God has already done the work. Amen. Let's don't mess up what God's already done today. The Hebrew word for enlarge means to bring in abundance, to increase, to bring up, to multiply, to make greater, to extend the dimensions. Jabez's name stood out from among those endless genealogies. Again, he was not a great prophet or preacher. He was not a wise ruler or of a great nation. He was not famous on the field of battle. Yet, he was remembered because of his prayer. Amen. He prayed a prayer that got God's attention. Are you praying the prayers that will get God's attention? As I close today, and Ruth, would you come? As I close today, the question again is, what are you praying for? And what are you believing God for this year? It's okay for us to pray for God's blessings over our lives. And it's okay to pray for blessings over the lives of our children and our grandchildren and our families. But let's include asking Him to get us out of our comfort zones. And ask Him then to enlarge our territories. We should pray for God's power and His means and His direction for our life. "Lord, what do you want me to do today? I'm feeling I need to go do this. I need to go do that. But what is it you want me to do?" And He may say, "Go ahead. Just go do what you need to do." And in the midst of your doing, guess what? He's going to put somebody in your path. Why don't you say something to them? Just say, "God loves them." I'm telling you, it can change if you'll just be sensitive to His direction. Every day ask Him to keep us free, as Jabez did. Keep us free from temptation and sin. We know the enemy's not going to stop. He's going to try to find every door that's cracked open. You make sure every door is closed to your life to keep the enemy from coming in. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praying. And again, let's work together to accomplish all that God has for us this year. Amen. The month of January, we're taking the time with our Wednesday nights to pray together and make our petitions known. Sundays, we're going to come early, as many did today, and we're going to be praying before service, walking through the auditorium here praying. And listen, don't say, well, they're just praying, I'll just stay home. No. What if God wants to use you in a special way to speak a word to someone else? Or He may be wanting to speak through someone to give you a word that you're desperately needing. You have to make the effort, or guess what? It will not happen. Yes, God hears our prayers at home, but I'm talking about gathering together with your church family and worship and pray together, if all possible. Well, Pastor, I just don't drive at night. That's understandable. Then pray at the time that we're praying together. I promise you, when we pray, we will see results. We'll see those needed changes come to our lives. We're not waiting on God. Yes, there's a time that He says, you wait on me, I'm going to take care of it. But listen, He's waiting on us to make the move. If you're involved in any area of this ministry, do what you can to be here, especially in the month of January. Hopefully beyond. A little while on Wednesday night is all that we're asking. And I understand that things will come up. Things that have already been planned. That's understandable. Including our jobs. Including sickness. Including other things. But don't just stay home for the comfort of it. Listen, He will give you the strength, and you will have a supernatural rest come to you, I promise. How in the world, Brother and Sister North, and others that remember, we went weeks and weeks of revival, 7 days a week, every night. And yes, as a young boy, I remember I went to sleep. Got down on the floor, slept under the bench, and when church was over, Mom picked us up. One time, Mom left me at church, and they got home, realized I wasn't in the car. I had to come back. That's sad. I'm glad folks were still there and the lights were still on. Don't just stay home for the comfort of it. How bad do you want to see something happen for you and for your family? God is ready. He's waiting for us to pray. And guess what? He's chosen that only through our worship and our prayer will He answer. That's when He dispatches the angels to work on our behalf. Their hands are tied until we pray and ask. When you ask, listen, that's when things happen. Remember, He's moved by our faith, believing that when we pray, we will have an answer. Are you ready for something to change? I know I am. I am big time. Then make the time to pray. Not just here on Sundays and not just here on Wednesday nights. Again, God is no respecter of persons. What He does for one, He'll do for another. Ask Him to get you out of your comfort zone. Oh my gosh. I've been the world's worst for change. But I've had to get out of my comfort zone. Especially when they stuck that camera up there. Here I'm speaking to I don't know who out there. God had to do a work, had to get me ready for it. Ask him to enlarge your territory. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praying. And again, let's work together to accomplish all that God has for us to do this year. Amen. Let's all stand together. God has done already such a marvelous work in this house today. Those watching online, God's done a work at your house. You may watch this at a later time. God's working. He's already gone before us. Already working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. If we only realize what the power of prayer will do. I already felt it. There was a few that gathered here last night to pray. Just had a desire to come and just pray. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I went to bed early. I knew things going on in my body and my chest. But I know God's on His. He's doing a work in my body. He's already done it. It's going to be a continual thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to be a fast healing. Not going to be bound by no wheelchair for very long. We're going to have testimonies of miracles that's going to take place. Miracles that have already taken place that we haven't seen. But they're going to be manifested. Hallelujah. Doctor's going to be amazed. Well, we opened up this knee and what's wrong? There's nothing here. What did we see? Well, the x-ray showed it. Lift that leg up. Where's that tumor at? I can't believe for that. Hallelujah. Brother North shared the story that he had heard of. The man gave the testimony how he went in for a triple bypass. Doctors opened him up. They looked, pulled the skin back, looked. There was already the most perfect triple bypass already done in his body. He asked the man later, he says, have you ever had an operation? No. They couldn't even find the scar where another operation had taken place. God miraculously went in there and did the work for him. God is no respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. I'm believing for great things this year. All of us, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in this house today. Lord, don't let us take it for granted. Lord, don't let us leave this house just forgetting what you've done. But Lord, we're going to go with an expectation, with praise on our lips, faith in our words. And Lord, we're going to stand on your word. We're going to take you at your word. And so, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for what you did on Calvary for us. Thank you for what you've done today. And Lord, we thank you that you're already at work in our tomorrows. And so we're going to give you the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you worship the Lord with a hand clap as we close today? Hallelujah. 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 God showed us how he can just multiply things. We have got an abundance of bread in the back. You better not leave with just one bag. You better take more. There's a lot of it back there. God.